I want to start by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to Palm Lakes for allowing us to be able to be part of this trip. Thank you for the efforts and the contribution that you guys made, we all made on Mission Sunday, that made it possible for us to go on this trip. On behalf of Jeff, Maria, Gwen, Scott, Addison, Sam, Cindy, Julie, and myself, we want to say thank you so much for allowing us to make this trip possible. There was 10 of us, everybody had a phone, so we took a lot of pictures, about 500 pictures and videos. I don't have that behind me, but it took a minute to figure out how many pictures to put up. So bear with me, because I have a lot of pictures, lots of things to say, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to say all those things that I want to say. But you can always go back and talk to Maria, Jeff, Scott, Cheryl, Gwen, Addison, Samantha, Cindy, and myself, and we can tell you more about our trip. again, this trip was not the team's work. It was the congregation's work, carried out by a few of us. Again, thank you so much for your prayers while we were away. Thank you for our families for supporting us. We cannot express enough how thankful we are that we were able to go on that trip. So, moving on, the heart of the trip. Our mission was to teach, serve, share the gospel, encourage the brethren there, and work hardly. We did so many things for the community, well, not so much for the community, but for the brothers and sisters there. We encouraged them. We hosted a VBS. We were part of a gospel meeting, and I'll show you more of that. Marsh Harbor is about 186 miles east from Florida. It's a very nice place. Some of us just put their head to the side on the window, and we got there in 5 minutes. So it's a pretty quick trip. This is the airport. Pretty simple, pretty small, the first time for many of us. One thing that we got reminded once we got there and we got in our vehicles to go to our place that we stayed at is that they drive on the left side of the road. So they have a little sign on the windshield of the cars that says, keep left. And another thing that we were reminded of is that there's only one traffic light in Marsh Harbor. So you probably will not get lost because you know where the traffic light is, then you know where to go. Luckily, we had a pretty good guide, Jeff. But before we get there, I want to show you guys some of the things that we got to see. And this is part of Hurricane Dorian that happened a few years ago. They're still recovering from that. They're doing what they can. They're getting there. But we can still see the damage of that Gear Hurricane that went through. Now, what I was telling you, Jeff is our experienced driver in that area, and then we call him the storyteller, and then we had Scott, the fearless driver. He had never driven on the other side of the road anywhere in the world. So that was a little challenge, but he got the hang of it, and we got in the van with him, and we made it okay. But we had our moments, and it was fun. So we'll do it again. the next one, while we drove around, obviously we flew from West Palm around 1:20 in the afternoon, and we got there. We were pretty hungry. So one of the things that we did after we got there and after we got to our place that we stayed at, we went and got some food from the locals, and we enjoyed it. It was pretty tasty. It was different than what some of us are used to, but we loved it. We enjoyed it, and we ate everything, surprisingly. Now, this picture is from Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning was the first day that we were already settled. The night before, we met in our rooms in the house that we stayed at, and we planned our week and how we were going to approach it. And then the next day, we got together, and we took that picture in front of the building because that morning, we were going to go and spread out and pass out invitations for our gospel meeting in our vacation Bible school. So these are some of the things that we passed out. We created a sticker to pass out for the kids. We created the wristbands as well. And we did the flyer so that the community would know what was happening that week. We were going to have a vacation Bible school Wednesday through Saturday from 9 in the morning until 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the way that we designed it, we had it set up so that we would have one class in the morning and one class later in the afternoon for different ages. So that's one of the things that we did. So I'm going to show you a couple of pictures of what we did. Instead of going door knocking, what is custom there is you go to a supermarket, and then you just stand outside. They let you do that, and then you pass out the flyers. So that's some of the things that we did on the first day on Tuesday. Some of us went to the light, and at the light, we passed out some of the flyers and the stickers and the wristbands. The kids loved them. Parents loved them because, oh, there's something for my kids. So that was a catch, and it helped a lot. It helped to reach out. And then at the end of that morning, afternoon, we went back to the building, and it was time to start getting ready for our vacation Bible school. So we decided that it was a good time for us to start working on decorating and putting out all the decorations that we brought and the things that you guys helped us cut out Wednesday night, the week before that we left. So again, thank you for helping us with that. So here we are doing more decorations in the building. Their membership is roughly between 20 to 30 people that meet there. They come and go, but after the hurricane, the numbers got lower. So it was very encouraging for us to have us there. This is a glance of what we were doing for our VBS. We talked about Gideon. We talked about Paul, Nehemiah, Joseph, Esther, David, Peter, and Abraham. Those are very good Bible characters that we use as examples for our kids to learn and to be able to have courage and to be brave and to do so many things. And they're captivating. So we use those characters for this VBS. We had our teachers teach every single day, ages 3 to 6 and ages 7 to 10. And then the guys had the ages 11 through 18, which it was a fun age to teach. They're a little wild, but we managed. So here are the ladies that helped us with teaching those classes. We are very thankful for them. We appreciate the work that they did and the time that they put into teaching the kids. The next one, we got some times on where we were teaching, and we had many kids from all over the place. Not everybody was related. We had kids from the neighborhood. We had siblings, and they enjoy the classes. They enjoy their crafts, and we are grateful that we were able to put all this together for them. They went home with something good. They went home with Bible knowledge when it comes to learning about Bible characters. Here we have the teens. The teens was our greatest class the whole week. We were not expecting to have that many teens. We were just expecting to have two classes for the ages 3 to 6 and 7 to 11. But to our surprise, the bigger kids got to us, and we got inundated by them. And they were eager to learn about the word. They wanted to read. They wanted to participate. The boys wanted to be leaders. They wanted to lead some of the songs when we were doing our singing. It was really nice to see them wanting to be part of it, even though they have not studied the word. We had some activities outside. Oh, you can see them very well. So we connected with them. They connected with us, and it felt good in many ways. Now, here are some of the times that we spent singing. We tried some of our songs. Some of us are not very good at it, but we tried, and it worked out good. We all had a good time. We all learned something new every time that we sang those songs. Here are some more pictures on where I wanted to tell you how we connected with the community. We connected with the kids. We connected with the teens. We did not get to spend time too much with the parents because they had to work. Our VBS was in the morning. It was from 9 in the morning all the way until like 1 in the afternoon. So it was more like drop off your kid and we'll take care of them. But the ones that we were able to connect, we did, and they enjoyed it. They had a great time. They were fun. Again, they loved us. They loved the word. They enjoy having us there. And as far as I know, there are a couple of the boys that have been calling Jeff just to say hello and to check up on him. So we definitely made a difference and an impact in their lives. Just to give you some numbers, we started with 44 on Wednesday, and then on Thursday we had 40, and then Friday 47, and the last day of our VBS we have 54. It wasn't us, it was God. God did all of it, and we were just the tools to make it possible. gospel meeting. We were not so much in charge of the gospel meeting, but we were there to support and help with it. Our brother, Leslie Roll, he's the preacher there. He spent Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night talking about who God is, what he did, and what he asked us to do. So it was a good lesson for all of us to listen and to learn from. And one thing that I want to say about him, now that we're here, is that he spent 2 to 3 hours every day while we were on a VBS picking up kids in his van. So he got up early, I don't know how early, but he was out on the road by 6 in the morning picking up kids so that they could be at the building by 9 in the morning. So that right there is dedication and is an example of how we are to serve. So we were grateful for that. And this is our brother, Tommy, I think. He is our song leader. I completely forgot. He was the song leader for the gospel meeting. He's the song leader for them there. Very good song leader and a good artist. And this is our brother, Gibson. He preached on Sunday. He was the guest speaker for them on Sunday. He came from a different island and came and spoke to us. Very good speaker. And we were excited to have him there. And then on that Sunday, the last Sunday, the ladies prepared a meal for all of us. It was delicious. We ate it all. And we were grateful for how they treated us. We went to serve, and we feel like we got served. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. But we were very grateful for their love and how they opened their hearts to us as we came and worked with them. And this picture, I want to have this picture up there because I want to extend out thanks to Leslie, Ruby, and Greta. I'll give it in a second. They are a good Christian example. They loved us. They loved the church. And we are grateful for them. So keep them in your prayers. Friday night, we got together at the house, and we sat down around the table. And they spent time talking to us about what they were going through when the hurricane was going through. It was scary, but they trusted God, and God kept them safe. So continue to keep them in your prayers. Thank you all, and to God be the glory. Pray for them, pray for us, pray for the children that got impacted by the word of God. And again, thank you all.